up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? How the hell was your week? How the hell is your weekend? I hope you're having a good one. This podcast is coming out a little late. I got fucked up on Wednesday, and I don't mean that as in I drank a lot of alcohol. If you guys have been listening for a while, you know that I'm trying to just drink once a week for the podcast. I think there's a lot of power in abstaining from things, you know? You have sex once a month. That once a month is going to be like the best of your life, right? Or it should be. I don't know. there's some people who don't try out there. I will say that. But you know, I abstain every week. I just do once a week, and it's actually been longer than a week because I did get fucked up. Wednesday, I made the bold choice of eating three bowls, because I was having a cheat day, three bowls of Colossal Berry Crunch, which is the knockoff to the Captain Crunch with berries. And, oh boy, that was a mistake, man. It fucked me up. You know, it, from what I could tell, it is, air quotes, plant-based. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of plants in there, is there? It's just fucking sugar and shit, maybe some wheat. Oh, it said soy. That's what it said on the back. I ate three bowls of that, and it fucked me up. Dude, it was one of those times I was sitting on the toilet, and I'm just praying to God, like, please let this fucking pass. Please let this stop. You know, you got a fan on in the bathroom blowing on you. You're still sweating bullets, and you're just hurled over like, I'm never fucking eat it again. Jesus Christ, I swear. Jesus, I swear to you, I'll never eat that again. Just please don't let me feel this way anymore. It's kind of like getting drunk and being hungover and just like swearing to God while you're hovering over the toilet. Like, I'll never fucking drink again. I swear to God. God, listen. Listen, bro. Listen. No, listen. You're not listening. I swear to God, I'll never drink again. Just let me fall asleep or let this feeling pass. I don't feel good. I just, you know, as you're fucking barfing, you know, it was that same feeling. It was awful, man. And come to find out, it was self-inflicted. Anyway, because apparently one of the D vitamins, who knows where they get this shit from? A lot of food is fortified these days, which just means they crammed a bunch of vitamins and minerals in there to make you think it's healthy, but it's really packed with sugar and bullshit. You know, so it's fortified, and one of the D vitamins supposedly is, it comes from an animal. So who fucking knows? They extract it from a beaver's anus or fucking, who knows? A rabbit's toe? You just don't know where this shit. That's why it's good to just stick to vegetables. And man, when you're eating vegetables all the time and you eat three bowls of Colossal Berry Crunch, it's fucking over. And it was over for me. That's why this podcast is coming out late. Not making excuses, you know. And by the way, you know, somebody hit me up, hey, where's the podcast? Where's the podcast? It's fucking Thursday, man. Where's the podcast? First of all, it's fucking free. Okay, so you get it when you get it. Second of all, I have a lot of shit going on in my life. You know? I didn't say it that way, of course. Of course, I was a lot nicer. I'm talking shit now in the comfort of my car with my gin. And by the way, speaking of, I'm drinking Hendrick's gin with Topo Chico Twist of Lime. And hopefully, I mean, you guys should have something to drink too, right? Hopefully you have something delicious to drink. Cheers. Mm. I'm not a huge fan of gin, you guys know that, but this Hendrick's is the shit. It's been a while. It's been sitting in my freezer for months now, you know, just with a little bit left in the bottom. I didn't want to finish it off because I wanted to remember how good it was, and I'm enjoying it. I'm fucking loving it. Shout out to Richie for showing me this. Oh, by the way, shout out to Richie for the song called Death and Taxes that I just played in the intro to this podcast. Well, who owns the rights to that song? Are you allowed to play that? Is Spotify gonna get mad at you for playing that? Actually, I played drums on that song. It was me. I didn't even fucking know. That's a rarity for me to play play drums on a track and not even remember. Where was I at in my life when I recorded this track? I don't remember anything about this. I remember who's in the band only because I was told. You know, it's Richie on vocals, James on guitar, Paul on other guitar, me on drums. Or so it was told to me. I mean, I don't fucking know. I don't remember this shit. I don't remember writing this song. I don't remember recording this song. It was just, I guess, a weird time in my life. I was in a weird place. Who fucking knows? You know, I can remember a riff from 20 years ago, but this song comes back to me, and I don't remember shit. But thank you for sending it, Richie. It's actually, I've listened to it like 1,000 times, just trying to remember, where the fuck was I? What was I doing at this point in my life? I'm going to throw out a wild guess and say this was 2014? I don't fucking know. 2013, possibly? But yeah, nobody owns the rights to the song. We do, so I'm allowed to play it. So get over it, copyright gods, right? Stick it to the man, right? That's what we do. Anyways, let's take another drink. And I'm actually... It kind of worked out perfect that I'm doing this podcast a little late because the Dallas Stars series is over. It is over! And my Stars came out on top. Well fucking done. Khudobin and goal, thank you, man. Thank you for putting your heart on your fucking sleeve and playing balls to the wall. Thank you to, how do you say his name? Kivi Rantanen, the kid, the Finnish kid that just happened to be in the lineup because Cogliano was out, scoring a fucking hat trick, scoring his first NHL playoff goal ever, and also, on top of that, scoring the game-winning goal in fucking overtime. I gotta point out a few things. Oh, by the way, honorable mention, Radulov. Hell of a fucking game, dude. We needed you so fucking bad, and you showed up in this series. Now, if we can get Jamie Benn to show up a little bit, and Tyler, you saw how we got up 3-1, you know? We got up 3-1 by having our star players be our fucking star players. Tyler Seguin, I think, scored the opening goal of the series for us. You know, that's how you get on top, dude. And I fucking loved it. You know, and by the way, if I have any Avalanche fans listening, Avalanche, dude, don't feel bad about this one. Do not be pissed about this one. As a fan of the Colorado Avalanche, you know, not as much as my Stars. Like, if you guys would have won out, I probably would be rooting for you to win the cup. But don't take this one too fucking hard. A, you had a lot of injuries. B, Nathan MacKinnon, I don't know what happened to him. He kind of LeBron James'd the whole thing, didn't he? He just didn't show up like he should have in the last couple of games, even though it's fucking scary every time that guy gets the puck. You had a lot of injuries. You're playing your third string fucking goalie, and we still barely won. Doesn't bode well for my Stars in the next round. We'll get to that in a minute. Dude, you guys have a bright future. You have a lot to look forward to. If it wasn't for those things, you might have swept us. I saw a lot of you guys calling for a sweep in the first place. And you know, it's really hard to sweep a professional hockey team. You know, they got, everybody has fight. If you've made it that far, you know, everybody, it's still a pro team. You're not playing an AHL team. You're still playing a pro team. It's just like in baseball. You know, when they play these series, it's like the Texas Rangers get beat 2 out of 3 games every fucking series. You know, because it's really hard to put a professional team just down in the dirt, dick in the dirt, as they say. It really is, because you have a bunch of grown men on both sides like, nah, we're not fucking doing this. No, we'll do whatever, we'll claw, we'll scratch, whatever we got to do to get a win. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, you know. But, you know, don't feel bad about this one, Avalanche. I see a lot of people, you know, that are gracious about losing. A couple of things I'm seeing is fire the power play coach. I would agree with that, except you guys had a fucking killer power play. Weren't you like top ranked with your power play coming into the playoffs? To me, that says execution, possibly. I don't know. Maybe we outcoached you in that area of the game, outplayed you, maybe a little of both. Who knows? Another one says, where's this guy at? Dallas will be lucky to get past, you know, win a game against the Golden Knights. It's like, all right. Like, we were the underdogs coming into Colorado, the Colorado series. We're going to be the underdogs against the Golden Knights, which, you know, I get it. Golden Knights are fucking good, and they can score, and they're fast. And their uniforms are fucking kick-ass. That doesn't help you win at all, by the way. That's just an observation. But yeah, we're up against it now, you know. And what did this guy say? The Golden Knights will dispatch of the Stars easily. I don't know, man. To the thing I just said before, you still got a professional team on the other side of you. We're not going to lay down and die. How do you think we came back so many times in this series? We're not just going to roll over and die, dude. It's not going to be that fucking easy unless they have the best fucking game plan that we can't beat. And all of their players are on every single game. You know, when you come up against something like that, what can you do? You know, you should have heard me in the living room, by the way, when that overtime Game 7 goal was scored. I was downstairs with my youngest son, and my daughter was asleep upstairs with my fiance, both sleeping upstairs, taking a little nap. And they scored the goal, and I'm just in the living room with my son, and we're going, yeah, yes, 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 literally at that volume, because I didn't want to wake up my daughter. And I told him several times, you got to be quiet, sister's sleeping, you know, let's be quiet. No matter, and dude, I pumped him up. He pumped me up. We were high-fiving. We were hugging. Oh, it was just such a great, genuine sports moment. And I remember those moments with my dad. You know, being a kid and watching the Dallas Cowboys win Super Bowls and shit. I remember going to the parades. I remember him making me wear my Cowboys fucking sweater with my Cowboys hat on front, you know, facing frontward. And taking a picture of me holding my number one. Hold up the number one. Now you can hold up the number one. Is that a thing in other cities and other states? That was something my mom was huge about. You never hold up the number one, even if you score a goal, even if you move on to the next round. You never hold up number one until you're fucking number one. You know? Was that just me growing up? Is everybody like that? Was everybody like that? I don't fucking know. But anyways, great series, man. I'll give it up. I'll take a drink for you, Colorado Avalanche. Cheers, everybody. Great fucking series. It was nerve-wracking. I have no nails left. You know, I'm looking at my nails. They're fucking bit off down to the fucking nub. I'm just like, that's called anxiety. Yeah. That's what happens when you watch sports, kids. It's anxiety. It's exactly what happens. Great fucking series. You know, going up 3-1, that's hard to come back from, even though they almost fucking did it. You know, next year, I think it's over, man. If you guys are healthy, speaking to the Colorado Avalanche again, and fans, if you guys are healthy, you're not playing your third string goalie, you guys are you're dangerous with the third string goalie. You're dangerous with, you know, guys hurt. It's fucking crazy, man. You guys got a bright future. You got a lot to look forward to. So I really wouldn't be that upset about it. I know it's hard. If we would have lost, I would have been cursing you today, to be honest with you. I'd have been like, fuck Colorado. Whatever else bad I could say about it. I don't know. Colorado's pretty fucking cool, man. What are the bad things you can say about Colorado? They beat my team. That was it. Fuck the Broncos. How about that? Anyways, great series. I know I've already taken a drink. I'm going to take another one. Cheers. All right, moving on, man. What else do I have to talk about? What else has been going on this week? Oh, I went to my buddy's memorial, which was held in Deep Ellum, Riley Gale. Shout out to Riley Gale. Rest in peace. Rest in power. Dude, what a beautiful fucking moment in my life. What a beautiful moment for Dallas. I know it sucks that we all got together that way, but you just should have seen the outpouring of love. when you can leave somebody's memorial service and feel inspired, you know that person lived a special life, man. So basically, it was BYOB, and everybody, there's just a microphone up on the stage, and, you know, there are a few people that went up there and said their piece, said some stories about Riley that they remember, and, dude, it was fucking inspiring, man. I remember Marcus, the drummer, his older brother got up there, and just to kind of paint a picture of who Riley was, this dude is like 6'4", 200 and 15 pounds. Excuse me if I'm misquoting that. I'm not trying to add weight. I don't know if that's right. He's a big dude. Let me just put it that way. He's a big fucking dude. And he was talking about, you know, Riley and the first time he met him and how, you know, he just felt like he was a brother. And he was like, I'm 6'4", 210 pounds. He was like, I would walk down a dark alleyway with Riley because you would feel safe. You know, for some reason, man, just some people have that aura around them, you know, that fucking, that feeling, that vibe, whatever you want to call it. And that's one of the things I really loved about that dude. He really did have that vibe, man. You could walk down the deepest, darkest alley in the streets of fucking Compton and you would feel safe with that guy. Not that he, you know, was the biggest, baddest, toughest dude, but, you know, he could disarm you with his words. Or, you know, he could fucking throw down. There's another story somebody was telling about. They got in a fight at a show. And the drummer was actually, of Power Trip, was telling this story. Not Marcus, but the guy that played drums after Marcus. I don't remember his name. I apologize. I'm horrible with fucking names. But he was telling a story about how they got in a fight at a show. And this guy was trying to kick Riley's ass. And the drummer jumped in and fucking punched the guy. The guy punched him back. And, you know, it all got broken up eventually. You know, after punches were thrown and people wrestling on the ground, all that shit. And, you know, they dispersed. They all went their separate ways or whatever. And he said, Riley calls him the next day. Hey, come eat with me. And I think he said it was IHOP or Waffle House or something like that. And the drummer walks in and he sees the guy that he got in a fight with sitting right next to Riley. And that's just the kind of fucking story that just spoke volumes to me, because I knew that about the guy. It's like you could fight with him one day and he would smooth it over the next day. You know, he had a way with fucking words. Like I said last episode, if you wanted a front man for your band, that was the fucking guy, man. Ah, and I've just been watching Power Trip videos all week, and it's, you know, not a lot of people can pass away and you feel power afterwards. You know, like I said, you feel inspired. I was just inspired by all the stories people had to say, and the bass player from Turnstile was there telling stories the first time. Dude, it was fucking awesome, man. And one of the funniest things that was said that night was like, you know, if Riley was here, he'd be laughing at all of us, which was, you know, the icing on the cake. It's fucking true. And he's, you know, if he's looking down at me, he's probably fucking laughing too, you know, like, shut the fuck up, dude. You know, anyways, let's take another drink. All right, we're going to do some drink recommendations. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da. Ba 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 da ba ba da ba ba da. The first one I have for you is the Strawberry Gin Smash. Looks pretty refreshing. No, I don't. What are cookies? Why is every website asked me to accept cookies? What does that mean? Is that how they follow you? Is that how they fucking send you emails that you never signed up for? Anyways, here's what the hell you're going to need. It says for a pitcher, 2 tablespoons granulated sugar, 2 limes juiced, 1 pound fresh strawberries, 2 cups gin, 3 cups club soda, fresh mint sprigs for garnish. Here's how you make it for the pitcher. This is so you can drink with all your friends and get them fucked up. Don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. Muddle the sugar and limes in a pitcher that holds at least 8 cups, 64 ounces. Set aside 6 to 8 small strawberries and make small slices in their tips. Whole and slice the remaining strawberries and muddle the slices lightly with sugar and lime juice. Stir in the gin and club soda and pack the pitcher full of ice. Easy with stirring that club soda, by the way. Add mint sprigs for garnish. Pour it into ice-filled glasses and garnish with strawberry slotted onto the edge of the glass. Where does the gin come in? Set 6 to 8 small strawberries, whole slice. Okay, there's the gin and the club soda. Okay, so that is... how much gin was it? 2 cups of gin. Jesus Christ. Yeah, that'll get you there. That first recipe was from thekitchen.com, and kitchen is spelled without an E. That web guy probably got in trouble, right? There's no fucking E! God damn it! So the next one I have for you is called the Gin Genie. This is from foodandwine.com, to cite my source. Ingredients, here's what you're going to need. 1/2 ounce simple syrup, 1 ounce slow gin, 1 ounce gin, crushed ice, 1 ounce fresh lemon juice, 8 mint leaves. Here's how the hell you make it. In a highball glass, lightly muddle the mint leaves, add the gin, lemon juice, and simple syrup, and stir well. Add crushed ice and stir again. Top with more crushed ice and slow gin. Ooh. So like the slow gin is like a floater. Anything with a floater on top is dangerous. You know, that's like double the liquor and it'll get you there. That's from Food and Wine magazine. Foodandwine.com, I'm sorry. Let's look for a third one here. Lemongrass, nah, let's not do that. Let's do grapefruit gin and tonic. I think this one's going to be pretty easy, right? You want easy recipes, don't you? You don't want me to tell you how to fucking, you know, make simple syrup and fucking, you know, roasted pears. anyways, so this is cookinglight.com. This is grapefruit gin and tonic. Here's the ingredients. 3 2-inch ruby red grapefruit peel strips plus 2/3 cup fresh juice from 2 medium grapefruit divided. 1 2-inch rosemary sprig plus more for garnish. 1 teaspoon granulated sugar. 1/3 cup London dry gin is what it's recommending. 2/3 cup tonic water chilled. If you want to know the nutritional information, this is actually kind of cool. 154 calories, 0 fat, 0 protein, 17 carbohydrates, 0 fiber, 16 sugars, 9 grams of added sugar, 11 milligrams sodium, calcium, 1% of your daily value, potassium, 3%. Look at you being healthy while you're drinking, right? How to make it. Step 1, place grapefruit peel strips and rosemary sprig in 2 cups, glass measuring cup, or a sturdy glass, sprinkle with sugar, muddle mixture with a muddler or wooden spoon until peels release some liquid, 30 seconds to a minute. Step 2, add grapefruit juice and gin, stir until sugar dissolves, remove and discard the grapefruit peel strips and rosemary sprigs, stir in tonic water, wooden stir, once again, I guess you could lightly stir, right? Pour into 2 ice-filled Collins glasses. Garnish with additional rosemary sprigs if desired. That's cookinglight.com. That is the grapefruit gin and tonic. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Stay where you're at. Give up your keys. Call someone who loves you. Just be safe out there, guys. Cheers. All right, we're going to do an email real quick to end the show. It says, hey there, I've been listening to your episodes to cheer me up. Maybe you can help me out. I'm a 28-year-old single mom in Colorado. I believe life takes a village itself, but especially with kids. Okay, like kid, you know, they say it takes a village to raise the kids. So, okay, life takes a village. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I value the circle I've grown. Recently, I had a friend who was telling me about this wonderful wine she just got from France. We're close and have wino Wednesdays, but lately my friend 28-year-old single mom as well, hasn't been able to do our agreed-upon arrangement of alternating who purchases our weekly... Okay, I see. So one week you get the wine, the next week she gets the wine, and now she's not getting the wine. We're close and have wine on Wednesdays, but lately hasn't been able to do our agreed-upon arrangement of alternating who purchases our weekly wine. So I've been doing it because that's what friends do, right? Yeah, absolutely. You got to help a friend out. So I tell her she'll have to bring it this Wednesday to try. And she said, oh no, it's kind of expensive, but we can drink whatever you bring. I immediately hung up and blocked the bitch far and wide. Did I go too far or is it fuck Tracy? What the hell is fuck Tracy? Oh, Jesus Christ. You know what's bad when I can't decipher my own emails for my podcast. What is fuck Tracy? Is that actually her name? Lauren F. Tracy Tracy? Or is it fuck Tracy? What? I'm so confused by that last... I don't know. Did I go too far or is it fuck Tracy? I think you went too far. If this is a really good friend... You didn't say how long you've been friends. I guess if... I don't know. She can't buy it. And you were helping her out. I would just stop buying... Why end the friendship over that? You know? Just stop buying the wine and be like, I don't have anything to drink. You want to hang out anyway? And if she's like, no, then you kind of know the deal. Maybe you would have ended up blocking her anyway. And be like, Jesus Christ, this chick has a problem. Did I go too far? Or is it fuck Tracy? I don't understand the I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. Thank you for writing in. From Colorado, actually. Hey, look at that. Are you pissed off about it? Are you even listening now that I talk shit about my Dallas Stars beating the Avalanche? Are you even listening anymore? You're like, fuck what this guy has to say. I don't give a shit. I'll do what I want. Thank you for listening, by the way. You said listening to my episodes to cheer you up. This cheers you up? Good Lord. That's a sad life. You're listening to a guy on a podcast drinking in his car right out front of his apartment. You know, hey, that's what I do it for, honestly. If I can get a friend to laugh, then I've done my job for the week. Just one giggle. You know, get your mind off of shit. Maybe your friend was in a tough spot. I don't think you should have blocked him over it, like, immediately. Unless this person was doing other shady shit, which maybe they were. I don't think it was worth a block immediately. Just help the friend out, and, you know, why didn't you go with, hey, I'm not buying it anymore, it is expensive. You know, obviously it was too expensive to keep buying for that person and for you to drink. You know, you're spending $30. Well, she's drinking $15 worth, bitch. Give me my 15. Why don't y'all split the bottle? Ooh, that'd be better. That's more cost effective. Why don't you do every 2 weeks? How often did you say you were doing? Had a friend who was telling me about this wonderful wine. What's the name of the wine? I'd love to know that too. Wine from France. Doesn't all wine come from France? Isn't all the good shit over in France? We're close and have wine on Wednesdays, but lately, yeah. So go to once every 2 weeks, bi-weekly, as the corporate world would call it. Go to bi-weekly drinking the wine and split it 50-50. And you know, there you go. If it's too expensive for her, let's just say, I don't know, $30 a bottle. Just bring it down to 15 every 2 weeks. She's spending 30 a month rather than 60 a month. Boom. I just solved your fucking problem. You know? Good luck to you. Thank you for writing in. I think it was too far to block her. Like I said, I don't know the whole story. I don't know you or this other person. So maybe she was already doing shady shit and you wanted to block her anyway. It kind of seems like from this email that your friendship wasn't that tight. You know, to just be able to block her and be like, fuck you, bitch, you're not buying wine anymore, fuck off. But that's just my opinion, you know, just take it with a grain of salt. I am just a guy drinking on a podcast and talking to himself alone in his car. So, anyways, cheers, thank you for writing in. Good luck to you. All right, guys, that's going to do it for me for the night. I'll talk to you next fucking week. Have a good rest of your weekend. I'll try to get this thing out for next week on Tuesday. Episode number 137. Cheers, everybody. Drink it to the last drop. And I didn't have much left. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.